Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
Why would anybody want to get rid of a statue called the Kiss? A 20-foot sculpture has been moved from Salisbury Cathedral in Wiltshire, England. It had to be relocated because walkers, that's what they call zombies on The Walking Dead, kept bumping into it. And it's because they were texting. They were not. It's not just because they were walking. It's because they were walking and texting.
So they're walking.
Despite there being 6 feet, 4 inches of clearance beneath the center of the statue. You could just walk right through the statue. But they couldn't. They kept bumping themselves.
They're relocating a statue.
It's already been done.
Called what? The Kisser?
The Kiss.
The Kiss.
The Kiss.
Because people are walking into it while texting.
People were walking through and texting saying, oh, I bumped my head. I bumped this. The cathedral officials didn't specify texting as the issue, but said during hours of darkness, there were incidents. Well, even worse, if it's dark, there's a statue and you're texting. It was installed earlier this month as part of an exhibit on the cathedral lawn. And that show will run through July 3rd. So they could have got used to it, I guess.
Can I tell you what really gets my knickers in a knot over this?
Yes.
We are catering to people who are doing rather foolish things.
Yeah.
If you are too busy texting, and listen, take it from Texty McTexterson over here, okay? I'm on my phone a lot, but I have never walked into anything yet. I've come close. Especially when I'm out, and then I have to realize, I check myself, I say, hey, Farwell, what are you doing?
But that's what we call a natural consequence.
Exactly.
When you're parenting, like when your kid goes, Mom, my tablet has no batteries. And you go, well, I said to you an hour ago to plug it in. That's a natural consequence. They're a good way to learn a lesson.
But think of how we have changed. I'm taking this to now the school level. And how we have changed playgrounds and recess time and the games that kids play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm all for the slightly safer stuff we're building materials we're using to create playgrounds now.
Right.
But we have gone so far over the line towards protect, protect, protect.
Dude.
You know what's okay once in a while? A bruise.
Fun or a bruise.
You know, you're going to get banged up a little bit. And then, like you said, natural consequence. Exactly. Yeah. So then you'll learn, even as a child, gee, if I do that, I might have to get this, a stitch, an ice pack, or whatever.
A cast.
And you learn. A cast is also, you learn along, and it's good for you. It's called adaption.
Yes.
Adaptation. Sorry. I did not very well in anthropology in school.
Well.
But anyway. And now, so we're not causing people to adapt. We're adapting to them because they're being morons.
Exactly.
I disagree
with this.
Hold
on. Have you seen a picture of this?
It's right here. I'm just looking
at it. It's right in the middle of a walkway,
so
like
what?
A pathway.
But that's fine. But
Polly. But there's a hole in it.
Yeah, but it's not like there's in the middle of a field. Just, I don't know about this.
As long
but
as you stay on the middle of the path.
And you
you're fine.
There's not supposed to be any obstructions
there's
in the
not.
Middle of a path.
By your logic.
Have you seen the picture?
I'm
right
looking
here.
At the picture right
Look,
now.
Can you see
by
it?
Your logic, that means when you're texting on the highway and you rear end the guy in front of you, well, he's not supposed to slow down much.
That's a good point.
The point is,
that's a good point.
You're not paying attention. It's fine. It's perfectly fine
Maybe.
To be there if you're actually watching where you're walking.
But it's in the middle of a sidewalk.
But there's lots of room to walk underneath it.
What about, what are you missing? Never mind the statue. Look at the 1,000-year-old, unbelievably gorgeous cathedral
this
behind
is also
you
true.
Mm-hmm. That you're not absorbing because you're...
That's true.
Like, that's a piece of history.
She talks, you're on her side.
Well, maybe the people see it every day. I'm just, if I walked by that gorgeous church... I think that I would notice it, or I would try to notice it. But speaking to your point, just yesterday.
Yeah, you tell me about it.
Just yesterday, and I kid you not, get ready, Waterloo District School Board, because I'm coming for you now.
Here we go.
So we got a letter from the, and we have a brand new principal at our school, and we do a fun fair at the end of the year.
Yes.
You were at the fun fair last year and the year before.
I was. Do I get to come again this year?
Well, you might, but I don't know if you'll want to when I tell you this.
Oh, is it no longer a fun fair?
Well, it seems like the school board would like to suck all the fun out of it.
See, here we go. Here we go.
The new principal said we were planning this thing, or the parent council who is part of the fun fair was planning this thing. So I'm reading the emails that are going back and forth. And the new principal sends a note that says, I've checked with the school board and no, bouncy castles are not allowed.
Oh, gosh. Of course not.
Bouncy castles?
No. Nope.
There is a little tiny, lovely Jamaican woman. I bet you she weighs 85 pounds at the St. Jacob's Market every single Saturday and Sunday. Saturday. She's been there for, I don't know, a decade. And she can control the bouncy. Nobody leaves the bouncy castle bleeding. Every time we're there, she can do that. So you're telling me a team of parents and teachers and administrators cannot keep the children safe in a bouncy castle?
They don't want to pay the insurance costs.
Well, I understand that, but it's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
You know what else is ridiculous? The stupid statue they moved. I'm putting the picture up on our Twitter feed, at Country1067.
Isn't that church lovely?
Don't bang your head into your computer screen looking at it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.